vegetable or mineral?
Mother, I found my career.
Oh, good. And none too soon.
Honey, are you going to be a lady wrestler?
Oh, no, Mother. I'm relieved. I don't think you could make the weight.
I'm going to be a high fashion model.
A high fashion model here in Hilldale?
Well, I'll get my start in Hilldale. My training and a little experience. After that, New York, maybe even Paris.
My goodness, we'll have to make the most of you while we still have you.
I'm serious, Mother. The Taffy Cinder School for Models is...
Taffy Cinders? Who's she?
Taffy Cinders used to be a top New York model.
I have the brochure here. You can read all about it yourself.
Oh. What's the matter, honey? Have a headache?
Daddy, I don't have a headache.
Our daughter's ache is to be a fashion model.
Oh, well, I'm afraid I don't have a prescription for that.
Apparently, Taffy Cinders is bringing her modeling school to Hilldale for a limited time.
It's a 6-week course.
Isn't Mary a little young for that?
Dad, all my friends are enrolling, and they're not any older than I am.
The teenage girl, young and pliable, is ideal material for model training.
That's me.
It seems like such a useless thing to spend your time on.
Darling, you don't understand what's important to a young girl.
Well, then I'm glad I don't.
Then you probably won't be sympathetic to the price.
They charge for it?
Oh, the course only costs $50.
Only $50?
How are you back out of my earnings?
What earnings?
When I'm a model. Dad, did you know that there are some models in New York who get $100 an hour?
But what do they get in Hilldale?
Oh, well, nobody would get that much here.
Honey, I think if Mary is really interested, she should be given a chance for this.
At $50 a chance?
Look, a limited number of scholarships covering the entire tuition fee will be awarded to girls who show exceptional promise.
You mean Mary should try out for a scholarship?
Certainly. Then you won't have to worry about the $50.
Oh, honey, it isn't so much the money, it's...
But what if I don't win a scholarship? It says a limited number.
That usually means one. It's the most limited number there is.
Honey, if I were you, I certainly would try for it.
But, Mother, Elaine Walker is trying for a scholarship, and Tracy and Jean and Cheryl, the most beautiful girls at Hilldale High.
Oh, honey, you're prettier than all those girls. And when it comes to talent, I'm sure you can more than hold your own with any of them.
You know, there's something so reassuring about the scientific objectivity of a mother.
First time your father sees your picture on a cover, he'll just be beside himself. He'll run around showing it to everyone. Oh, honey, before you take off for New York and Paris, would you straighten up in here, please?
Oh, still collecting for the thrift shop, huh?
Not only am I helping with the hospital fundraising, I'm getting this messy garage cleaned up at the same time.
I don't know. Looks even messier than it did before you started.
Oh, well, that's because Jeff was helping me. Ah. It's improved considerably since I set him off to play with the kids. Now, here's something I'll never use again.
Oh, I didn't even like that when it was new.
Oh, honey, it's not that bad. I could use something with the shade and put it in Mary's
room. Donna, be firm.
Alex. This old camera of yours should bring in a few dollars.
Oh, whoa. What's that you say?
Oh, honey, you haven't touched that camera in years.
Oh, you see the lens on this thing.
Oh, honey, you haven't even looked at it since Jeff fell out of his stroller.
I'm making lenses a lot faster these days, but...
Honey, you were going to take pictures of Jeff with it as soon as the swelling in his nose went down.
Yeah, for sharpness and quality, nothing compares with this old hunk of glass.
Alex, the swelling's been down for 10 years.
You know, one of these days, I'm going to go on a real photo binge. The world is just full of wonderful pictures waiting to be taken.
Honey, would you move this for me? It's very heavy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is something that I can still...
Honey, don't you have a patient waiting now?
Huh? Yeah, you're right. I'll see you later.
Alex.
Something smells good in here.
It's the new perfume I'm wearing.
Nuit de roast beef. My favorite scent. Did you get that strawberry shortcake for dessert?
Yes. And I know why you asked for it.
Because I like it, that's why.
Because it's Mary's favorite dessert. You're feeling just a little bit guilty. The way you've been carrying on all week about that modeling course.
Well, it's nothing of the kind. I just thought it'd be a treat for the whole family.
I did it! I made it! I won a Pappy Finder scholarship!
Well, a full scholarship?
A full scholarship!
Oh, honey, I just knew you would.
Well, I guess you're really launched on your modeling career now, yes. Huh? So you beat out the Hilldale beauty, Elaine Walker, huh?
Oh, no, she won a scholarship, too.
Oh, well, honey, I'm glad. She'd have been very disappointed if she hadn't.
What about Tracy, that other beauty? How did she make out?
She won a scholarship, too.
Cheryl and Jean?
They won scholarships, too.
Singer sounds like quite a philanthropist.
Well, just because the other girls won scholarships doesn't mean that Mary doesn't have talent.
Of course not. Everybody's got talent. The problem is to find somebody who hasn't got it.
Mother, this is our textbook. Pappy Cinders wrote it herself. Of course, we have to buy the book, but...
Just what I've been waiting for, the book.
But now, Alex, that's unfair.
Well, Daddy, it's a book I'd really want to own anyway.
Oh, a piece of literature no library should be without. How much?
$5. It's very reasonable. It's a special price for students. Tappy Cinders has an arrangement with her publishers.
Sure she has.
Mother, do I have time for any setting now?
Oh, no, you better get ready for dinner. Oh, by the way, we're having strawberry shortcake for dessert.
Oh, none for me, thank you. A model has to be very careful of her weight.
Excuse me. Standing with head high, chin in, shoulder straight, stomach in, hips
Jen,
out.
Not so fast.
Walk in a straight line with one foot directly in front
Jen,
of the other.
Faster than that.
Toes pointed outward. This gives you the graceful walk that is essential to the successful model and the charming woman. If that's graceful, I'm a ballet dancer.
Jeff, I'm paying you to read to me. If you can't keep your opinions to yourself, then the whole deal is off.
Okay, okay. Now try the same walk, balancing a book on your head.
Jeff, I know you're trying to make me lose my confidence, but I'm just not going to let you do it. Let's go on to the next thing.
Okay. Now we shall try turning. Place your left foot in front of you, toe pointed to the left. That's right. Place your right foot in front of your left toe at right angles to it. Now raise both heels, turning on your toes. The other way, you goof. Yeah, very good. Now for one of the most charming moves of all. Place your right foot in your left hand. Swing them
what?
To the... Swing them to the left. And...
Jeff, read what's in the book, please.
I am.
Well, let's start again.
Place your right foot in your left hand. Swing them to the left. And...
Oh, Jeff, that's impossible.
No, it isn't. You just did it wrong.
Well... Let's try it again.
Okay. Place your right foot in... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Two pages stuck together.
Now, let's go. Beauty has many ingredients, young ladies. Charm, chic, poise... But the most important one is faith. If you believe you are beautiful, you are. Your faith can kindle an inner glow that will light your features with the lamp of beauty. You must learn to look into the mirror and admire what you see. You must learn to hold heads high, serene and unshakable in your belief in your charm, your chic, your poise, and your beauty.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Hal.
What are you up to? I've been watching you over the fence for 3 hours.
What does it look like I'm up to? I'm photographing the fruit.
Oh? What for? You can get all the pictures of fruit you need on postcards. And in color.
Hal, it's not quite the same thing. There's no use explaining to you.
No, I guess not. I should think you'd get all the pictures you need in 3 hours.
As a matter of fact, I haven't gotten any. The light isn't quite right. Darn cloud.
Go away, you nasty old cloud. Go away!
That's very funny, Hal.
I was just trying to be helpful.
Well, I better go inside and get a lens shade.
You go right ahead. I gotta go back to trimming my hedge anyway. The light is just about right now.
Close to dinner for you to be eating all that fruit. Honestly, you're just like Jeff.
Well, if it meant nothing, why didn't you tell me about it?
Because I thought you'd get excited.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why should I get excited? But $8 for 2 records.
You see,
is just
you are excited.
All right, so I'm excited. You know, I was against Mary going into that modeling course in the first place, if you remember.
If you remember, she won a scholarship.
Some scholarship. First it was $5 for the book, now it's $8 for a set of records. No wonder that Taffy Cinders can give away so many full scholarships.
Well, honey, it's perfectly logical to me. A high school girl like Mary can only attend the courses on Saturday afternoon. Now, if she has the records, she can practice all week.
Oh, now, look, darling, this whole thing is a racket, and I can assure you that those extra fee gimmicks are going to just keep coming.
Alex, you're being very unfair, and furthermore, you're just leaping to conclusions. Lunch is ready.
Darling, I'm going to tell you one thing. Sit down. Now, I
know... Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi.
Mary.
Yes, Dad.
I want to talk to you about something.
In just 1 minute, Dad. Mother, look.
What's that?
Taffy Cinder's grooming aids. Hand cream, face lotion, shampoo.
I don't suppose she gave them to you out of the goodness of her heart.
No, Alex. Well, of course not, Daddy, but she did give them to us at a very special price. Only $6.
Only $6? How in the world do you suppose she can afford that?
She has an arrangement with the manufacturer.
Huh?
I told her I'd give her the money next week. That is all right, isn't it, Mother?
Now, just a minute.
Please, dear. I'll handle this. Yes, Mary, that's all right. Now, I'm sure this will be the last of the expenses.
It better be.
Mother, what about the pictures?
What pictures?
Taffy Cinders has a photographer coming to the studio next week to take pictures of all the girls.
I see.
Well, a model has to have pictures when she tries to get work.
Mm-hmm. And Taffy Cinders has made a special arrangement with the photographer. She's only going to charge each girl $8.
No, it's only $5.
$5 a pose, and I have to have 4 or 5 different poses.
That Cindy Tappers is
Taffy
Cinders. Is a fraud!
Daddy, if you knew her, you wouldn't say that.
No, honey, wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Every young girl has a dream of becoming a model or a movie star, and there's always someone like this woman around to cash in on that dream.
Oh, I see.
Look.
What you're trying to tell me is that I'm not pretty or talented enough to be a model, and anyone who says I am must be a fake.
No, honey, I didn't say anything like that. This has nothing to do with the way I feel about you. It's that Siffy Tinders.
Cindy Taffers.
That's what I said. Now, look, honey, you are through with that school.
Daddy, I can't quit. I'm on a scholarship.
Well, all right, then. I'll quit for you. I'm going to see that Taffy woman and tell her a thing or two.
Taffy Cinders.
Dr. Stone, I'm delighted to meet you. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Mary's a lovely and talented girl. I know you must be proud of her.
I am. I am also very fond of her. That's why I hate to see her making a mistake.
A mistake? What kind of a mistake?
Well, you see, Miss Cinders, Mary is under the illusion that she won a scholarship to your school.
She did win a scholarship.
Sanders, I hardly think that a scholarship is free when you have to buy a book, a set of records, beauty preparations, and now photographs.
I'm afraid I didn't realize the situation. Naturally, I'll arrange for Mary to be supplied with everything, free of charge.
Free of charge?
Of course. I do that with all hardship cases. I'm quite aware some people have trouble paying for the extras.
No, Miss Tenders. I want to tell you that I'm not a hardship case. I can well afford to pay for them. It just happens this is a matter of principle. I wanted to tell you that Mary is quitting your school.
I understand, Dr. Stone. I don't want to embarrass you any further. Just have Mary return the things, and I'll make out a check now for the exact amount that she's paid us.
Miss Cindy, I keep telling you that it's not a matter of money, and I'm not embarrassed. It's not... I'm sorry.
Just a moment. This is a wonderful photograph. Did you take this, Dr. Stone?
Yes, but it's nothing much. It's just amateur work.
Amateur? I should say not. As a model, I see many photographs. And this is very, very fine work. The highlight on the orange and the apple. They look good enough to eat.
As a matter of fact, they were.
This is very, very good.
Well, thank you very much.
Dr. Stone, would you like to take the model pictures of Mary?
I
forgot you're taking her out of the school. I think you'll find this amount correct, Doctor.
No, wait a minute. Maybe I was talking out of turn. I mean, I may have been a little too hasty.
I beg your pardon.
I mean, after all, Mary loves your school. She enjoys coming here. And who am I to say whether she should or shouldn't take your course? Okay, honey, say cheese.
Daddy, that's old-fashioned.
Huh? Well, it won't hurt to have one with a smile, will it?
These aren't family snapshots, Daddy. They're fashion pictures.
Okay, forget the smile. Use that fashion expression. You know, the one where it looks as though you just tasted something you didn't like? light breathing. Gonna need a little more light. The dress is a little too dark. Darling, would you get me another photo flood?
Yes, dear.
Jeff, mm-hmm. Would you hold your lamp a little closer, please?
Okay. How's that?
Oh, that's perfect.
Now, where do you want this light, dear?
Kind of high, darling, and aiming at her dress. That's the idea. Yeah. Oh, boy, this is gonna be wonderful. All right, hit the switch.
Honey, I think we blew a fuse.
Good thinking.
Are you all right? Oh, I'm fine, Mom.
I knew we should have let Taffy Cinder's photographer take the pictures.
It almost makes all the trouble we had during the shooting worthwhile, doesn't it?
Almost.
Well, think of how awful it would be if we'd gone to all that trouble and didn't get good pictures. Oh, boy, look at that print quality. And talk about sharp lenses.
Don't you think my waist is too thick?
Thick? Why, you're practically no waist at all.
Fashion models have to have especially tiny waists.
Huh? Well, maybe it's the camera angle. Hey, look. See how tiny your waist is in this one?
Yes, the waist is fine in that one.
Well, how about the rest of the picture?
Oh, it's beautiful, Daddy.
I want it known to one and all that I attribute my success in my debut as a fashion photographer to my model. Yep, I've always said that once you have the touch, you never lose it.
Aren't you a little late, dear?
No, I'm just going to the library.
Library?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you going to modeling school?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I quit yesterday.
You quit?
Mm-hmm.
But why?
Oh, I just sort of lost interest in being a model.
But Mary, why didn't you discuss it with your father and me before making a decision?
Daddy never liked the idea anyway, and I guess I agree with him.
Well, you were so anxious to take the course.
Oh, it just got to be an awful bore, Mother. Oh, is there anything you want at the library?
No, thank you, dear.
Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. Let's see. In the fell clutch of circumstance, hi, Dad.
Hi, honey. Where's Mary?
Upstairs. Did you get my message at the clinic?
About her quitting her school? Yes, but why? I thought she was perfectly satisfied with the course.
Well, so did I. That's the reason I don't understand it.
And after all the trouble I went to taking those pictures.
Go on, Jeff.
Beyond this place of wrath and tears...
Do you suppose that she's lost her self-confidence?
No, I can't believe that. I've never seen any signs of it.
It matters not how straight...
Maybe she isn't getting along with the other girls.
No, don't be silly. Mary gets along with everybody.
I'm the captain of my soul.
All right, let's hear the poem, dear.
I just recited it.
Oh, well, then do it again.
Mary, telephone!
Invictus by...
I'll get it up here!
Okay.
By William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul.
Oh, that sounded very good, Jeff.
Oh, I'm not through yet, Dad. There's more. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud under the blood...
I got a job! I'm a model!
Congratulations, sweetheart.
Wonderful. Mr. Ellis wants me to model 6 dresses tomorrow at the soda shop around the corner from the store. You know, where all the teenage kids hang out. And I get $10.
$10? $10?
Yes!
Well, how...
Mother, excuse me, but I just have 1,000,000 things to do. I have to wash my hair and set it and do my nails and get lots of sleep because I want to look my very best tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, honey.
She's so excited she won't get a wink of sleep. I better go up and help her.
Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be... I don't think anybody around here really digs William Ernest Henley.
Okay, all finished. Oh, it certainly was nice of Taffy Cinders to recommend me to Mr. Ellis, even though I dropped out of her class.
Yes, it was. And it certainly revived your interest in modeling.
Mother, can I tell you something in confidence?
Sure.
I never lost my interest in modeling. I only pretended I had.
But why?
Because of the pictures Daddy took. I just couldn't hand them in. They were all right as photographs, but, as fashion pictures, they were terrible. So... I just dropped out of the course. You won't tell Daddy, will you?
Not if you don't want me to.
Oh, he tried so hard. I wouldn't want to hurt his feelings for anything in the world.
Finish drying, honey. I'll get you some curlers.
Okay.
I want to talk to you.
Oh, what about?
Well, I hope I've done the right thing.
About what?
Well, I thought that $10 would be a small investment if it would bolster Mary's morale.
You mean you arranged with Mr. Ellis to give Mary the job?
In the strictest confidence. Now, Mary's not to know, ever.
Hmm? Well, no, of course not.
Okay. You know, I wouldn't hurt her feelings for anything in the world.
Fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloodied but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll.